sixth practice, preparing for release. Making ready to let go of what no longer serves. The inventory has revealed patterns of thinking and behavior that have caused harm to ourselves, our relationships, and our place in the web of life. The sixth practice is becoming entirely ready to have these patterns removed. Indigenous wisdom teaches that we must practice small deaths throughout life, releasing identities, relationships, beliefs, and behaviors that no longer serve. The seasonal ceremonies of release, where people symbolically burn or bury what they are letting go, acknowledge that transformation requires endings. This practice asks us to examine each defect we have identified and honestly ask, "Am I willing to let this go?" This is harder than it sounds. Our resentments, fears, and harmful patterns often feel like protection. We clutch them because we believe they keep us safe or give us identity. The teaching of the seven grandfather virtues reminds us that each virtue has a shadow when taken to extreme or twisted by fear. We must be willing to release not only obvious harms, but also the subtle ways we have distorted even good qualities. This practice requires patience, wawakintanka, the capacity to endure discomfort without losing our center. We may not be ready to release everything at once. The spiral path teaches that we return to the same lessons at deeper levels. Today, we simply ask ourselves, "What am I willing to release?" And we prepare our hearts for the letting go. Daily practice. Hold an object that represents something you are ready to release. Breathe. Ask, "Am I truly willing to let this go, even if it frightens me?" When the answer is yes, prepare for the ceremony of release.